as we wrap up another spring semester and graduations are missed for many, there are some that will continue into another year of college. And doing so means you may have to experience going to school over the summer season. Now, in some cases, it's inevitable. Many people have clinical education, and that's just the rotation that comes up, and you have to go during the summer. Some people are starting majors, and it's introduced, or a new class is introduced during the summer term in some cases. So in many instances, it's inevitable. Nonetheless, if it's not a requirement, but you are choosing to approach the summer term to try to complete more courses, get a leg up on the following fall semester to try to get ahead a little bit, sometimes you have to evaluate it for yourself and see where you fit into that realm. It's not for everybody, and it shouldn't be an instance where you go into it without giving it a lot of thought. And so I wanted to do this one, this episode about when summer term may not be for you. So I have a few reasons that summer term may not be for you if. Number one, and this is not in any particular order, and I do want to give you some helpful tips at the end, but for now, I want you to understand that if you are approaching the summer term and you have not evaluated some things about you and your life and where you are right now, hopefully these tips will give you some insight and some help about that. So summer term may not be for you if, number one, your schedule isn't flexible. Usually with the fall and spring semesters, because you have increased enrollment and both online or in person, you know, if you are approaching those semesters, they expect the numbers to be high. So you have a variety of classes for the same subject. You know, you could take an 8 a.m. English course, a 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Maybe there's one or two in the afternoon and even some in the evening. With the summer term, they expect the numbers to not be as high. And depending on the enrollment, it may affect what courses are offered and the times they're offered. And so while you may have grown accustomed to going to class during the morning hours or during your evening hours, you got accustomed to a certain way of doing your schedules in the fall and spring semesters, the summer term may force you to change that. And if your schedule isn't flexible for any reason, whether it's family life, work life, that might affect how many courses you take, if any, okay? It's just the enrollment numbers vary and not all classes are offered. So if your schedule isn't flexible to where you could take an evening class when you took all your classes in the morning and the fall and the spring semesters, summer term may not be for you. Number two, if the money aspect is not right, for instance, if you know your financial aid is dependent upon your GPA and how well you do during the fall and the spring, unless you know you can take an easy course that you are almost guaranteed a B or A in that class, like a PE or some other elective that you like, a course that you are willing to work hard in, that it's not extremely difficult. Some people don't like math. Some people don't like literature. Some don't like philosophy. Some can do psychology. So if you know it's a class that showcases your strength, maybe you are a great writer, and so doing papers won't be an issue. You don't want to take a course that's going to affect your GPA and affect your money going back into the fall semester, where you know it's going to be over a longer period of time and you will have more courses. So if you know you can take a course that's going to boost your GPA, that will boost financial aid, boost scholarship, then you might be okay to take a course during the summer. But if you know Your mind is not going to be there. You're going to be distracted and you're going to mess up your GPA in some form or fashion, or take a course that's too difficult or requires too much of your energy during that summer term, then summer term may not be for you. The next one, number three. Summer term may not be for you if you don't like accelerated learning. Most fall and spring semesters are 15 weeks long. Summer terms can be 8 to 10. Some 6 to 8. And believe it or not, the course has to meet the same objectives that it had in the fall and spring semester, and they meet it in the summer. So your class times might be longer because you have less weeks to complete it. So if you was taking a class that was 2 hours long per night twice a week, you might be taking a class that's 4 hours long now twice a week, because they're shortening the time, but they still have to get the same amount of information in that time span. So unless you know you can accelerate your learning process, and it's not to say that you're not capable of doing it, it's just as a new norm for some people. They need the 15 weeks to kind of stretch themselves out a little bit so that over the second, third, fourth week, they are getting into a routine that will help them throughout the rest of the semester versus, oh, you got to get this down now. Which kind of goes back to the first point about your schedule being flexible, because you miss a class or two in the summer term, you miss a lot of material versus if you missed one class in a fall or spring semester. So if you don't like the accelerated learning, meaning, oh man, I got to read this whole chapter in a day or a day or two. Yeah, that summer term might not be for you because less weeks, but same amount of information. They condense 15 weeks into 8 weeks. So you're doubling up your learning speed, your learning knowledge, your plate has doubled. It's almost like you didn't finish the food that you already have, but they piled more on. You have to be able to adjust to the accelerated pace to meet the same objectives. This might not be a semester to take your worst subject that you don't like, because you have to accelerate the pace in which you learn, complete, understand it. It is rigorous for many just because of the pace being accelerated. Number four, summer term may not be for you if you're not willing to forego vacation. Some people say, hey, listen, I work hard in the fall and spring. I got to take some time off in the summer. And I get it. You get time in between the semester ending in the spring and the summer term starting. And you get a little time maybe before the fall semester starts after the summer term ends. But for some people, that's not enough. They say, listen, I had a rigorous semester. I need a moment. I need time to myself. And so unless you are willing to forego vacation, and you okay with not having as much chill time or downtime as some of your peers, summer term might not be for you if you can't separate that. It's not saying you can't have fun, but I think with the pace of the summer and the schedule modifications of the summer terms, you need to be able to adjust on the fly, and you might can schedule vacation. I'm not saying people don't take vacation, but you got to make sure that you're up on your game. If you're going to take vacation, can you log in from a computer? Can you still read up on the chapters? Take the test that you might miss. Is it online? Can you take it online from the hotel room? Something. But in many cases, vacation has to wait until that semester ends because they're in class throughout the 8-week summer course. And some summer terms may start in May and go through the month of June into July. And so you still have a little bit of time going into the fall semester when it starts in August or September. It just depends on the courses you're taking and the way your school works. Okay. But yeah, vacation, you might have to modify your plans a little bit. Summer term may not be for you if you have to work more because of financial responsibilities. You've done all you could in the fall and the spring, but the summer term, you say, listen, I got to stack my paper. I got to get this money. So the part-time job that I have, I'm going to be working more full-time during the summer so you can save up. And that benefits people who have financial aid or that don't have financial aid. It may help you decrease student loans. You never know. It may say, hey, my money is okay even if I don't take classes during the summer because I'm good for the fall. they have to honor my scholarship for the fall or my financial aid for the fall. So I'm going to just work this summer and stack up some money. That way, if I have a bill to pay or some rent to pay or have car maintenance, you know what's ahead in the fall. So maybe you're preparing that way for the summer. So summer term may not be for you in that regard. You just want to work during the summer and stack your money up. And there's really nothing wrong with that. Summer term might be the time for the side hustles to grow. You know what I'm saying? Where you working on that side of your life just so you can be fresh for the fall. And in many cases, that gives you a refresher and a breather away from the norm of book work, tests, papers, and everything else just so you can have peace of mind. So if you have to work or if you need a break, summer term may not be for you. If it's not required for you to start, you may say, I'm going to sit this one out. Yeah. Especially after your first year. Many first year students may need that break. Say, ooh, I didn't know college was going to be like this. This first summer term, I went through the fall. I made it through the spring. I'm going to take a break. Maybe not next summer, but this summer I'm going to take a break. So summer term may not be for you if you fall into that alignment like that. It just might not be your go-to right now. Maybe later on. And I think that's about all my reasons for not doing it. But I want to give you a quick couple of tips if you do go to summer term or you register for classes in the summer. A few things. One, take a lighter load. That's right off the top of my head. Take a lighter load. If you took 14 hours, 15 hours during the fall and spring semesters, you know, give yourself 8 to 10. Because here's the deal. The full-time requirements for summer term lessen anyway. If you have to have a minimum of 12 hours in the fall, for instance, you may have to have 8 to be considered full-time in the summer, something like that. So look at your school requirements, your school guidelines for that. But understand you don't have to go full load like you do in the fall and the spring. The summer term, you might not need to take but one or two classes, you know. Depends on your major, depend on what else you have going on in your life. But if you can take a lighter load, take a lighter load. Here's an interesting part too. Go to another campus if possible and transfer the credit. I know someone who did not do well in a particular math class at the campus we were, and they went to another campus over the summer, took the course, transferred the credit back. Now, I don't know the process of applying to that school, getting accepted to that school, just to take that class, transfer it back. I think if you have several colleges within a certain city or within a certain radius of each other, you might can ask your registration office, your registrar, about that, your academic advisor, somebody that can give you some information that says, hey, if I take a course at this campus across town, can I transfer that back because it's a core class or it's a class that is transferable? Look into that before you make that decision, but it is a viable decision that you could that could benefit you because maybe the way it's taught in one campus versus the other could impact your understanding of it. Maybe my friend who did that saw like, hey, if I take it at this school, I could do well in it because he already experienced the bad grade where he was. He at least understood what the class is about a little bit. So maybe having a fresh professor or a fresh location benefited him so that way he took it over the summer, transferred it back, and he didn't miss any time in his major courses going into that fall because he took that class over the summer somewhere else. Whether it was offered at the school we were, not sure, but that's what happened. And then reevaluate your moves for the fall semester. What are you going to do in the fall? What is this a time to start your major? Is this a time to figure out a major? You know what I'm saying? Where are you in your core areas? What areas have you completed? You know, you want to focus in a certain direction. Am I going to try to finish off core area A? Can I finish off core area C? Something like that. You know, you want to be able to pinpoint your moves and say, this is my chess move, my checkers move for the next semester. I want to be able to cross out core areas and say, well, I took that in the fall, I took that in the spring. So now coming back into the fall semester, if I'm not going to school during the summer, these are the areas that are going to get knocked out. It's not about speed. I'm not saying you have to rush and get it all done in 4 years, but you want to have a direction. And sometimes it takes having a step back, reevaluate, what am I doing? How am I doing? Do I need to talk to an advisor? Do I need to talk to a counselor? What do I need to talk to my family? What do we need to do to make sure that if I'm not going to school during the summer, that when I start in the fall, I'm not missing a beat? And it's almost like that summer term break was necessary enough to make me great into this fall semester. Okay? I hope that you had a great spring semester. I hope that it ended well for you. If you graduated, congratulations. Feel free to look back at some of the, or listen to, not look back, but listen to some of the previous episodes. Many of them have to do with graduation, just matriculation into the next area of your college lives, your college career. So wherever you are, freshman, sophomore, junior, I applaud you for making it this far. Keep pushing, all right? Keep going. Strive to do better than you have done. If you've fallen short, pick yourself back up, reevaluate, and keep it moving, all right? But just take your time before you make all these decisions about summer term or not summer term, all right? If you need a break, take a break. If you know your momentum is strong, keep it going. Don't burn out, though. You know, pace yourself, but keep that fire burning. Keep that desire to finish strong, okay? So with that in mind, I wish the best for you. I hope all these tips have helped. As always, flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.